Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Maseches Zvachim is dedicated to Le'ilu Nishmas, Rabbi Chiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Zvachim Daf Lamed. We'll begin with the machlokes between Ilfa and Rabbi Chanan at the bottom of Chof Tesamid Beis. Ilfa and Rabbi Chanan argue about the Sefer of the Mishnah. We saw in the Mishnah the din of Abavach Yaakov Amater Kemitzvah. The sheet of the Chachamim is in order for a carbon to be hooked for the Pigula, in order that there should be a Chiev Kareis. It has to be that all four avodas were done either with a machshavas pigol chutzlas manoy or b'shtika. If it had some other machshava peiselas, that's mafkiyam idei pigol. According to the Shita del Chachamim, there's no chilik whether the other machshava peiselas was before the machshavas pigol. For example, in a case where the shchita was done chutzlam kaimoy, then after one of the other avodas were done chutzlas manoy, or if it's the other way around, the first avodah shchita was done chutzlas manoy, and then one of the later avodas was done chutzlam kaimoy. Either way, according to the Shita of the Chachamim, this is called Lekarav Amater Kimitzvasi, and therefore there is no Chiyiv Karis if one eats from this carbon. The Shita of Rehuda, however, is that there's a chilek between whether the Chutzlas Manoy was before the other Machshava Peiseles. In that case, the din will be that the carbon is Pigol, it is called Karav Amater Kimitzvasi, or in a case where there was a different Machshava Peiseles before the Machshava of Chutzlas Manoy, that's where we say that it's not called Karav Amater Kimitzvasi, and there is no Karis if one eats from this carbon. Now the Reisha of the Mishnah was talking about a case where there's a different Machshava Peiselas in one of the other Avodis, not the same Avoda which he had the Machshava of Chutzlas Manoy. And the question is, what about the Sefer of the Mishnah? The case the Mishnah talks about, Lecho Kazayis Bechutz Kazayis L'mochar, or Kazayis L'mochar Kazayis Bechutz. There also we see that there's a Machlokes between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda. According to the Chachamim, in both cases there is no Chiyuv Karis. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, it depends which Machshava came first. And here there's machlokes between Ilfa and Rabbi Yochanan. Ilfa understands that the Sefer of the Mishnah is also talking about two Avodas. Hashenkin, if both Machshavis were in the same Avoda, then already it would make no difference which Machshava was first, even if the Machshava of Chutzlas Manoy came before the Machshava of Chutzlam Koimoy, it would be considered a Machshava Meureves. There would be two Machshavis involved over here, and that would be Mafkiyam Midei Pigol. And the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan is not like that. Rabbi Yochanan holds that the Sefer is talking about one Avoda. Even in one Avodah, if it has both Machshavas, the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda is that it depends which Machshava came first. If the Machshavas Pigol came before the Machshava of Chutzlam Koimoy, even though they're both in the same Avodah, the din is that it is Pigol and you are Chayiv Karis. Now the Shita of Rashi over here is that when Ilfa says two Avodahs, he means Kipshutai, two Avodahs Mamish, like Shchita and Kabbalah. As the Gemara says, Midrashah B'Shtei Avodahs, Sefer Nami B'Shtei Avodahs. And the Reisha, when we spoke about two Avodas, it means two Avodas Mamish, Shchita and Kabbalah. So too, in the Sefer is talking about two Avodas Mamish. Hashenkin, if it will be within one Avodah, then Rabbi Yehuda will be masking that it's a Machshava Meureves. Rashi speaks out, and Dibur Maschel B'Shtei Avodas, if both parts of the Mishnah are talking about Shtei Avodas, what is the Sefer being Moisif on the Reisha? And that Rashi answers, we're coming to be Moisif, the din of Tziruf, that a Chatzi Zayis of Chutzlas Manoy is mitzarif to Chatzi Zayis Chutzlam Koimoy to passel the carbon. Now in the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan over here, Rashi explains both in the Mishnah and Dibur Maschel Rabbi Yehuda Imer, as well as in Rashi on the Gemara and Dibur Maschel Afba Avoda Achas. Rashi explains the Pshan Rabbi Yochanan is Tvois Lashon Rishon. The reason why Rabbi Yochanan holds that even within one Avoda, Rabbi Yehuda is Mechag between which Machshava came first, is because of the Klal of Tvois Lashon Rishon. And here we have to understand what exactly Rashi means. Theoretically, this could be understood in two ways. Either Tvois Lashon Rishon can mean that the Machshava of Chutzlas Manoy is Chal and the other Machshava of Chutzlam Koimoy is Nachal. As we'll see later on in the Sugya, we find places where Tvois Lashon Rishon means that therefore only one is Chal and not the second one. Therefore here as well, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if there are two Machshavas, the Machshava of Chutzlas Manoy and Machshava of Chutzlam Koimoy, even though they're in the same Avida, but since the one that's Chal is the first one, Tvois Lashon Rishon, only Chutzlas Manoy is Chal and Chutzlam Koimoy is Nachal, therefore, there is no other Machshava Peiselas in this carbon, and it would be called Karvu Amater Kimitzvasai. The second side, however, would be that when Rashi says Tvois Lashon Rishon, Lester Pshan Rabbi Yochanan Alibra de Rabbi Yehuda, it does not mean to say that for this reason only Chutzlas Manoy is Chal and Chutzlam Koimoy is Nachal. Rather, what it means is that Chutzlas Manoy is Chal first Chutzlas Manoy is Chal, and then only later is Chutzlam Koimoy Chal. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda would be Lashitasai, and this would be called Karvu Amater Kimitzvasai. Since at the time the Machshava of Chutzlas Manoy is Chal, at that moment there were no other Machshavis HaPoislois, the Machshava of Chutzim Kayim only came at a later point. That's Rabbi Yehuda's Shita, the same way by two Avodas, Rabbi Yehuda holds that way, that if the first Avod had a Machshava of Chutzim Manoi, and then a subsequent Avod had a Machshava of Chutzim Kayimoi, that's called Karvo Amadri Kimitzvasoi. The same would also be within one Avodah, even if both Machshavas were Chal. But the one that was Chal first was the Machshava of Chutzim Manoi, that would also be called Karvo Amadri Kimitzvasoi. And the truth is, the same Tutsadim would also be, you had to understand that the Shita of the Chachamim who are going to Rabbi Yehuda, according to the first side that the Pshan Rabbi Yehuda is, Faisal Shemishan tells us that only Chutz Zmani is Chal and not Chutzim Kaimai, and the Rabbanim would have to argue in that they would have to hold Af B'Gmar Dvarav Adam Nitvas, we don't say Faisal Shemishan, and therefore both Machshavis are Chal, meaning any Chanami, if they would have been maskim to Faisal Shemishan, that even though the Shita of the Chacham is that when Chutzim Kaimai is Chal after Chutzim Zmani, it's also called that it was not Karav Amater Kimitzvasai. But in this case, had they been masking that Tfayis Lashon Rishon, which we as explained, according to the first side, it means to say, only Chutz Zman is Chal and not Chutzim Kaimai, then the Rabbanim would have been masking, there would not be a problem of Karav Amater Kimitzvasai, because Chutzim Kaimai was never Chal to be Mafkim Midei Pigal. Akarcha, the Rabbanim would have to argue that both are Nitvas, we don't say Tfayis Lashon Rishon. According to the second side, however, that Tfayis Lashon Rishon just means to say that both of them are Chal, but Chutz Zman is Chal before Chutzim Kaimai, then the Machaikis, the Chacham, and Yehuda would be L'shitasam. Rav Yehuda holds, since Chutz Zman is Chal before Chutzim Kaimai, it's called Karav Amater Kimitzvasai. And the Rabbanim would argue L'shitasam, they hold that since in the end of the Maisa Chutzim Kaimai was Chal, even though it's Chal after Chutz Zman, that's also called that it was not Karav Amater Kimitzvasai. These two tzadim are brought in the Chazanish, in Tzvachim Simen Zayin Oisches, and the Maisa's Maskana is, like our first said, that if Chutz Zmani would be Chal before Chutz Zim Kaimai, if we'll say Tvoy Slashim Rishon, then the second Machshava will not be Chal. He proves this from a Gemara in Pesachim Daf Samach. The Sig over there is talking about where a person had a Machshava during the Shechita of a Karban Pesach. He Shechted L'Shem Pesach U'L'Shem Shlomim. We know the din is that a Karban Pesach, which was Shechted Shalei L'Shma, is Pasol. Shalei L'Shma Pasol by Pesach, just as Chatos. And the Sig over there is Mevur, that if you hold Tvoy Slashim Rishon, and during one Avodah, in one Avodah he had two Machshavos, L'shma v'shalei L'shma. He shechted L'shem Pesach u'L'shem Shlomim, then according to the Manomer, Tfayis L'shem Rishon, the carbon would be kosher. The Sig of there is Mavur, that if you hold Tfayis L'shem Rishon, then it's not shaykh for two Machshavos to be Chal in one Avodah. Had both Machshavos been able to be Chal, then will be that it's possible, even if the Machshava of Pesach is Chal before the Machshava of Shlomim, of there the fact that Pesach was first and Shlomim is second wouldn't make a difference. The Maisa, if the Machshava of Shlomim would be Chal, it would passel the carbon. Our Karchel, the Pshat is that once we say Tfoy Slashim Rishon, only one Machshava is able to be Chal in one Avodah. And therefore, here as well, the Chazanish says, when we say the Pshat in Rabbi Yehuda is Tfoy Slashim Rishon, it does not mean to say that Chutz Zmani is Chal before Chutzim Kaimai. And that's the reason why Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's Pigol, because Rabbi Yehuda is L'shitasai. Rather, the Pshat is because only Chutz Zmani is Chal and not Chutzim Kaimai. According to this, you would have to say, as we explained previously, that the Chacham would argue in Tfayis Lashon Rishon, again, it's not L'shitasam, but the Chacham would argue in Tfayis Lashon Rishon, and they would say that both Machshavos are Chal together, only one after the other cannot be Chal, but together they can be Chal. If the Rabbanon would have been masking to Tfayis Lashon Rishon, then even the Shitas Rabbanon, that a Machshav of Chutzim Kaimai after Chutzim Manoi is Mafkir from Pigal, but if you would say Tfayis Lashon Rishon over here, only Chutzim Manoi would be Chal, not Chutzim Kaimai, then the Rabbanon would have been masking to Yehuda, then it is Karav Amater Kimitzvasai. Akarach, they argue on the side of Tfayis Lashon Rishon. And Chaznish proves like this further from the Hemshech of the Gemara, when the Gemara says, Bishnma le'ilfa, midresha b'shtei avoides, sefer nami b'shtei avoides. El rebechen an resha b'shtei avoides, v'sefer b'ba avoida achas. The Gemara asks, according to rebechen, it's not mistaber to say that the resha is b'shtei avoides, and the sefer is b'ba avoida achas. And Chaznish asks, if you learn the pshan and the machlekes in the sefer, is Machlekes L'shitasam, it's the same Machlekes in the Reisha, that Rabbi Yehuda holds that if Chutz Zmani is Chal first, it's called Karav Amater Kimitzvasai, and the Chacham holds that even if Chutz Zmani is Chal afterwards, it's not Karav Amater Kimitzvasai, then the Gemara would not have asked this question, that Reisha B'shtei Avodis B'Seifa B'ba Avoda Achas. This Kasha would not be difficult, because there's one Machlekes in the Mishnah, and the Mishnah is going through both cases, that this Machlekes could apply both in the Reisha B'shtei Avodis, as well as in the Seifa B'Avoda Achas. From the Kashra of the Gemara Tzmuchach, the Chaznish says that the Machlekes in the Sefer of the Mishnah is not the same Machlekes in the Reisha of the Mishnah. It's a whole different Machlekes. And that's Ba'asim what the Gemara is asking over here. The Gemara is asking the Mishnah is not Mashm like this, that there are two separate Machlekesim. Why machlokes in the Rishon when chutzis mani is first, if that's called karva matir kemitzvasai, and a separate machlokes in the Seifa by avoda achas, where everyone is masking that once one machshav is chal, it's not shaykh for a second machshav to be chal in the same avoda. Near the machlokes is whether we say tvoi slash and Rishon and chutzis mani is chal first, therefore chutzim kamei cannot be chal at all, or do we say af begemar dvar of adam nitzvas and both machshavos are chal together? The Lamais of the Chaz Nish does not really explain much. What exactly is this for over here? That once an avodah was chal on it chutz to zmanoy, it can no longer be chal on it a second machshava paiselos of chutz to mkaymoy. The Chaz Nish seems to be saying that once already he defines the avodah that is done with the machshava of chutz to zmanoy, he already established that the avodah is being done l'shem to be matter chutz to zmanoy. He no longer could redefine the avodah and infuse this avodah with other machshavas paiselos. The Maisa this Chaz Nish seems to need further hesber. Now continue on to the Hemshech HaSugyo and the Flamed Omer Aleph. Of there the Gemara brings the Machlekes between Abaye and Rava, how to understand the Sheet of Rabbi Huda in Er Mishnah. Now this Machlekes is based on that which they argue about the Sheet of Rameyer in the Din of Tfaislash and Rishin. The Gemara there brought the Mishnah and Tmura. If one says, Harezu Tmuras Oila, Tmuras Shlomim, the Sheet of Rameyer over there is, Harezu Tmuras Oila, which chal is the Kedusha of Oila and not the Kedusha of Shlomim. And Abaye and Rava argue over there what would have been in the case where he says lachatzis. As Rashi explains, if a person says, Harei behemazu lachatzis la'oila v'shlamim, what would Rameir hold over there in that case? What do you say tzfais lashem rishon even in this case of lachatzis? The Kedusha's oila would be chal first, and as Rashi explains, once the Kedusha's oila is chal in half, kiven the pashto bepalgo, pashto bekulo, or do we say that in this case Rameir would be maskim that we don't say tzfais lashem rishon? Rather, the two halves are chal simultaneously, and therefore it would be a chatzi oila chatzi shlomim. The sheet of Abaya is, Baha vade moide Rameyer, here Rameyer would be masking that you do not say tzfois lashon rishon, and therefore it's a chatzi oila chatzi shlomim. And Rava Omer adayin hi machlokes, even in this case Rameyer would hold tzfois lashon rishon. On this, Rava asked the kasha on Abaya from the sheet of Rabbi Huda in Er Mishnah. The Gemara is assuming as a davar poshet, like that which the Gemara says further on behemshech, Rav Dimi says Rameyer b'shitas Rabbi Huda Omra, which means the Shita of Rabbi Huda in Er Mishnah is also because of Tfoy Slashin Rishain, and the Kashna Rava asked on Abaya is, Er Mishnah should be comparable to a case of Lachatzis, as Rashi explains, to Lav Mahadar Amluchi, just like in the case of Lachatzis L'Oilu V'Shlamim, we don't say that originally his intention was only to make the Kedusha's Oilu, then afterwards he decided to make the Kedusha's Shlamim, rather all along his intention was to do half Oilu, half Shlamim. Here's all Rashi says, Lav Hadar Amluchi, when he says Kazayis L'Mochar, Kazayis B'chutz, there's no reason to assume that only after he says Kazayis L'Mochar, that's when he decided to add Kazayis B'chutz. Rather, all along that was his intention to say Kazayis L'Mochar, Kazayis B'chutz. And still Rabbi Huda holds that we say Tfais Lashon Rishon. That's the Raya of Rava, that even by Lachatzis, Rameir would hold Tfais Lashon Rishon. And this Gemara brings the Teres of Abaya, Omer Le, Misarvis Ein L'Shchita El L'Besoif, Yesh L'Shchita M'tchila V'ad Soif. Meaning the entire Shchita Mitchila Vatzayif is part of the matter of Shchita. It's not the fact that the beginning is only a Hachono and the Gemara Shchita is where the Heter is Chal. Rather, the entire Shchita is part of the matter. Therefore, Machshava HaPeiselos could be any time during the Shchita. In the case he's talking about that he said during the first Simin that he shechted with Machshava of Chutzes Manoi, and during the second Simin he shechted with Machshava of Chutzem Koimoi. As Rashi explains, in this case, Tre Diburi Ninu, and what Rashi means to say by this is, there is no need enough Tfois Lashon Rishon, that's only when there's one Dibur which has two parts to it, that's where we discuss the Indian of Tfois Lashon Rishon. Here there's no Shailah, there are two totally separate Diburim. The Shchitas Simen Rishon had a Dibur of Chutz Zmanoy, and the Shchitas Simen Sheni had a Dibur of Chutz Zmkoymoy. It's partial that both Machshavis are Chal, Chutz Zmanoy is Chal in the first Simen, and Chutz Zmkoymoy is Chal in the second Simen. And the Pshan Rabbi Huda would be l'shitasai, once the covenant already was nispagal with the machshava of chutz zmanoi during the shchit of the first simin, as Rashi explains, the shchit of the first simin already is enough to be mefagal, because mefagal mechatzi mater, so later on when he shechted the second simin with a different machshava paiseles, the machshava of chutz zmkoimai, Rabbi Huda's shita is, that's still called karva mater kemitzvosai, since at the time of the machshava spigal, there was no other machshava paiseles. Now the Achronim explain with Das Rashi, both of the Keren Eira as well as in the Eila Shleima, the way Rashi learns the Teres of Abaya, the Yeshna Lashchidu Mitchila V'Hatzoif, and the first Siman was Chutz's Manoy, the second Siman was Chutz's Mkoymoy. According to the Teres of Abaya, you don't have to say that Pshat and Rehuda is based on Tvois Lashon Rishon. And so even without Tvois Lashon Rishon, as we explained, here there are two totally separate Diburim, and the Pshat and Rehuda is the Shitasoy. It's not the Pshat because one Machshav is Chal, the second one is Nachal. Rather, the Pshat is because the first Siman was done entirely with Machshav as Pigol, and that's already enough. It's considered already that enough of Avodah was done with Machshav as Pigol to make the carbon into Pigol, because Mefaglin Mechatzi Mater. Now she had a machshava of chutz and koymei in the second simin, that's not going to be moitzi midei pigol, just like by two avoides, the din according to Rehuda is that a second machshava peiselas will not be moitzi midei pigol. In other words, here both machshavas definitely will be chal, and still the machshava of chutz and koymei will not be moitzi midei pigol. The raya which the Keren Eira and the Eilus Shalim will bring to prove that this is what Rashi means is from now which Rashi has to add mefaglim mechatzi mater. If the pshat the Gemara would just mean that since he said b'simin rishon chutz zmanoy and b'simin sheni chutz koymoy, therefore here we say tvois lashon rishon, here we say that only chutz zmanoy is chal na chutz koymoy. That's the way it works in Rabbi Chanan, as we mentioned from the Chazon Ish. Rashi explains b'das Rabbi Chanan that the pshat in Rehuda is tvois lashon rishon. The Chazon Ish explained the pshat is that chutz zmanoy is chal and chutz koymoy is nachal. If that would be the pshat here as well in the Teretz of Abaya, why would Rashi have to add mefaglim mechatzi mater, which means that if an entire avodah was done with machshav as pigol, it's enough already to make the carbon into a carbon of pigol? Akach Rashi means to say that here there's no question of tvois lashon rishon, that's not the issue. Both machshavas could be chal. The point of the Gemara's teretz is to say that already there's a machshav as pigol of chutz zmani in the first simin before it begins doing the second simin, which he had the machshav of chutz zmkoymoy. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda would hold that the machshava in the second simin would not be enough to be moitzi from the machshava spiegel of the first simin. It would still be considered karav amater kemitzvasai. That's what Rashi had to say, mefaglim mechatzi mater, that an avoid of a chatzi mater which had a machshava spiegel is enough to be mefagel the carbon. At that point, he already completed enough of the avoid with machshava spiegel. Therefore, when he does the second simin, it does not also have to be done with machshava spiegel in order for the carbon to be nispagel. Now, in the second simon, he had a different machshava, and the question is whether the second machshava is mafkia from pigol. And that Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's not mafkia. If, however, Rabbi Yehuda would hold ein mefagel mechatzi mater, then he would have to be mefagel the entire shchita in both simonim, then already would be a question of machshava mureves, since he has to have the machshava of chutz's money in the second simon as well. And during the second simon, he also had a machshava of chutz's kaimai, that already would be called a machshava of mureves, which would be mafkia from pigol. According to this, the Achrayim say, Abai is not learning the Pshat in the Mishnah based on Tvois Lashon Rishon, and Abai will not fit with the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan explained to Rabbi Yehuda that it's working with Tvois Lashon Rishon, as you saw in Rashi Chof Tesom at Beis. When Rabbi Yochanan says, Af ba'avoyda achas, he's coming to stress that even two machshavas together in one avoyda, Rabbi Yehuda would hold that if the machshava of the Zman is before machshava Samokim, it is Pigol, Akar l'Pshat is because Tvois Lashon Rishon. Rabbi Yochanan clearly did not mean to say like Abai is saying over here. Abai understands that Rehuda is only in the case of two avoidos, or one avoidah which is similar to two avoidos like Shchita. And what Rehuda is saying is that the machshava in the second avoidah, or in the second simin, cannot be moitzi from the machshava spiegel in the first avoidah, or in the first simin of the Shchita. Clearly this is different than Rabbi Yochanan, who is coming to say af ba'avoidah achas. That's because of Tvois Lashon Rishon, and as we explained, according to this, only chutz zmani is chala, and chutz zmkami is not chala at all. And it would come out that Rabbi Yochanan would have to hold like the Shita of Rava, that even by Lachatzis we say Tvois Lashon Rishon. As we saw, the sugya compares our Mishnah to the case of Lachatzis, and if Rabbi Yochanan still holds over there, we say Tvois Lashon Rishon according to Rabbi Yehuda, Akarchi holds like Rava that even by Lachatzis we say Tvois Lashon Rishon. Now, we should still stress an important point, and that is, even though explaining that Abai is similar to the Shita of Ilfa, there is, however, a clear difference between them. When Ilfa says Machlekes b'shtei avoydos, Mashenken b'avoydah achas, Rashi learns shtei avoydos means kipshutoi, like shchita and kabbalah. Unlike the shchita of Tosis, which we didn't mention yet, Tosis learns b'das Ilfa that two avoydos does not mean shchita and kabbalah, rather it means like two simonim, the first simon and the second simon of shchita. Rashi however does not say like that. Rashi learns b'das Ilfa that two avoydos means like shchita and kabbalah. Only there Rabbi Yehuda would hold that if during the shchita there's a machshava v'chutz zmanoy, and during the Kabbalah, there's a machshava of chutzim kaimi, it is pigol. Mashenkin, if both machshavos were in the Shechita, Rabbi Yehuda would hold that it's not Pigola. Mashenkin, Medas Abaya, Abaya is clearly learning Medas Rabbi Yehuda differently, that even within Shechita itself, if the first Siman was done Chutz Zmanoy, and the second Siman Chutz Mkami also would be Pigola. The Etzim Ilf and Abaya really are along the same lines. The Pshan Rabbi Yehuda is not because Tvoyis Lashem Rishon, the Pshan Rabbi Yehuda is Lashitosik, that once Chutz Zmanoy is Chal, and the second Avodah which is done Chutz Mkami is not Mafki Yimidei Pigola. The only chilek between Abaya and Ilfa is, Ilfa did not want to have to say that Rabbi Yehuda holds Mefaglim Mechatzi Matir. He didn't want to have to be Mechadish B'das Rabbi Yehuda, that Machshavas Pigol in one Siman is ready enough to be Mefagel. And therefore he said the Mishnah is talking about two separate Avodahs like Shechita and Kabbalah. Abaya ever held that we would rather say the Pshat in Rabbi Yehuda is that Mefaglim Mechatzi Matir, therefore within Shechita itself you can have Machshav of Chutz Zmanay and then Machshav of Chutz Mkaymay and it will still be Pigol. Abaya would rather say this than say the Mishnah is talking about two totally separate Avodahs, because then you run into the problem, what is the Sefer being Moisif on the Reisha? The Pasha says that the Sefer is talking about with one Avodah. Therefore Abaya says, Ein Chanamid is talking about that within Shechita there were two separate Machshavos, and the Pshat is because the first Siman was done Chutz Zmanay and Mefagel Mechatzi Matir, the second Siman was done Chutz Mkaymay, and Rebbe Yehuda holds that a second Avodah with a different Machshava cannot be Mafkia from Pigol. Now, continue on to Tosis' Shita in the Sugya, and as we'll see, Tosis argues on Rashi in a number of points. Firstly, as far as the machoikis between Ilfa and Rabbi Yochanan, so as we saw, Rashi learns when Ilfa says Shtei Avodahs, Rashi explains it means like Shchita and Kabbalah, two Avodahs Mamish, as opposed to the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan, that Yehuda argues even by Avodah Achas, and Rashi had to be Nidchak, what is the Seifa being Moisif on the Reisha? Tosis, however, learns differently. Tosis explains that when Ilfa says machoikis with Shtei Avodahs, it doesn't mean two avodis mamish, rather it means even within one avodah, meaning shechita, which has the shechita of two simanim, that's like two avodis. There, Rabbi Yehuda would hold that if the first siman was done chutz zmanay, and the second siman chutz mkaymay, it would be pigol. Now, the reason Tosis learned this way is to answer the kasha which was bothering Rashi, what is the seifa being moisif on the reisha? For this reason, Tosis learned that surely the seifa is talking about one avodah. However, as Ilfa explains, it means one avodah which is similar to two avodis, meaning Avodah Shechita, which has the Shechita of two Simanim. And this Rabbi Yochanan argues, and he says, even when it's one Avodah Mamish, or even within the Shechita of one Simin, still Rabbi Yehuda would hold that if the Machshava of Chutz Zmanay comes before the Machshava of Chutz Mkaymay, it would be Pigol. And Tosis quotes the Gemara Me'ilah Daf Dalid, which seems to say Mefurish B'das Ilfa, that when he says two Avodahs, he does not mean two Avodahs Mamish, rather he means one Simin Chutz Zmanay, and the second Simin Chutz Mkaymay. That's Ke'en Shtei Avodahs. Now, according to Tosis, there is no machaikis between Ilfa and Abaya. He saw that according to Rashi, although Ilfa and Abaya have a similar mahalach in understanding the Mishnah, but still there's a clear difference between them. According to Ilfa, even the Sefer of the Mishnah is talking about two avodis mamish. As we explained, Ilfa did not want to say that Rabbi Yehuda holds mefaglim b'chatzi matir. As opposed to Abaya, he would rather say that the Sefer of the Mishnah is be'etzim talking about one avodah. It's just one avodah which is similar to two avodis. To explain what is the Sefer of Chiddush over the Reisha, and according to Abaya, you have to be Mechadish, Mefaglin, Mechatzi Matir. According to Tosfos, Ilf and Abaya are identical. They're both learning that the Sefer of the Mishnah is talking about one Avodah, which is Ke'en Shtei Avodahs. Now Tosfos here continues, and he mentions the point that Ilf would have to hold Yeshan L'Shchita Mitchila V'ad Tzayif, and Mefaglin, Mechatzi Matir. For now, Ilf was Mechag between two Simanim and one Simin, then in two Siman Rabbi Yehuda would hold that if the first Siman was Chutz Zmanay and the second one Chutz Mkaymay, that would be Pigol, Mashenkin within one Siman. If he has two Machshavis, that's called an Irv of Machshavis, and it's not Pigol, a Karchel of Pshat is, Yeshn L'Shchidu Mitchil Levad Tzayif and Mefaglu Mechatzi Matir. Tosis means to say that if Ilfa would hold, like the Shita of Rava, that even by Lach Tzayis you say Tzvay Slash and Rishain, then Ilfa would have said that even by one Siman, Rabbi Yehuda would hold that if Chutz Zmanay comes first, then it's Pigol. Akrach Ilfa does not hold like the Shita of Rava, rather he learns Pshat and Rabbi Yehuda like Abaya. Now, if we look carefully at the Lashon of Tosis, he says, "Dei ein al Shita el lebesoif kachli mechashev b'shnei simanim kemoi mechashev b'simin echad kivend ein amachshav achalo el begemar roiv Shita." What exactly is the difference if Yeshin al Shita mitchila v'ad soif or ein al Shita el lebesoif? The difference is, Tosis is mevur, if ein l'shchita el l'besayif, then all machshavis would have to be chal at the gemar hashchita, which means rave of both simanim. Once he shechts rave of the simanim, that's when the machshav is chal to passel the carbon. And if both machshavas have to be chal at the same point in time, Rabbi Huda would be maskim that it's mafkir midei pigul. This is the reason why Ilfa cannot hold like Rava, according to the shita of Rava that you say tefais lashon rishon, even by the case of lachtzeis. Rava doesn't have to explain the mishnah like Abaye does. The yeshna shchita metchila v'atzayif. According to Rava, even if both machshavas were trying to be chal at the same moment, b'gemar shchita, still we would say tefais lashon rishon. Chutz zmani would be chal before chutzim kaimoy. And therefore the din will be that it is pigul according to Rabbi Huda. Ilfa obviously does not hold like that. So now which Ilfa had to say, the machlokes is dafka, b'shtei avodos, which according to Tosfos means one avodah which is similar to two avodos, two simanim of shchita. Hashem came by one simon. Ilfa explains that Rabbi Huda would be moideh. Akarach Ilfa's understanding, not like Rava, you would not say tzvay slash and rishon when there are two machshavos in the same simon. The pshat in Ilfa is, like Abaye, that the two machshavos were in two different simanim. Since Yashin L'Shchita Metchila V'Atzayif, it does not have to be that the Machshav is Begmar Shchita, therefore check that the Chutz Zmani was in the first Simen, which came before the Machshav of Chutz Zmkaimai, which was in the second Simen. Tosfos is saying that Ilfa would have to hold like Abaye and not like Rava. However, as we'll see B'Hemshech, Tosfos perhaps has a different understanding in Abaye, not like the way we explain B'Das Rashi. Now Tosfos then continues on and he says that Rabbi Yochanan over here on Chavtasim Rebeiz can fit with both Abaye and Rava later on in Daf Lamed. Tosfos explains that Abaye, who holds that by Lachzeis there's no Tfais Lashon Rishon, by Lachzeis for Meir would be masking that both of them are Chal, would be Chatzi Oy L'Chatzi Shlomim, as Tosfos explains, L'Shayach Behakdoma, since it's not Shayach for one to be Chal before the other one, obviously his intention is that they should both be Chal at the same time, and therefore both Tmuras Oyla and Tmuras Shlomim would be Chal. Here, however, as Abaye explains, Kazayis l'machar, kazayis b'chutz, even if both machshavos were within the same simen, it's shayach for one to be chal before the other one, since yeshna l'shchita metchila v'atzayif, the entire ma'is shchita is part of the heter shchita, therefore machshava any time during the shchita is a valid machshava peiseles, even though Abaye says simen rishon and simen sheni, Tosfos explains the same would also be true within one simen, it's shayach for the machshava v'chutz zman to be chal before the machshava v'chutz t'mkaymai. So when Rabbi Yochanan says over here, af b'avogda achas, which means af b'simen achas, that's what Rabbi Yochanan can mean, that chutz zman will be chal before chutz zman kaimai. That's what will be pigal according to Rabbi Yehuda. And further on, Tosfos says that Rabbi Yochanan obviously could also hold like Rava, if you hold like Rava, that even by lachatzeis who say tefais lashon rishon, and here as well, even if both machshavos were in the same simen, and even if ein l'shchida el l'besayif, so both machshavos are trying to be chal at the same moment, still will say tefais lashon rishon, the same way we say that by lachatzeis. So this is how Tosfos holds that Rabbi Yochanan can fit with either the shita of Abaye or with the shita of Rava. Now here we have to understand what exactly is the machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi, as we saw, is mavur that Rabbi Yochanan does not fit with the shita of Abaye. Abaye learns that Rabbi Yehuda does not make din tefais lashon rishon, rather because two simanim are like two avodos and Rabbi Yehuda's the shitasai. It's not like Abaye, which Rashi learns is midin tefais lashon rishon. Rabbi Yochanan did not mention anything about the Sfar of Abaye, that two Simonim are like two Avodos. As we explained, according to Rabbi Yochanan, there are really two Machlokesim between the Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda. And according to that, it comes out that Rabbi Yochanan has to hold it like the Shita of Rava. Tosfos is chilek on all of this. Tosfos is mavur that the Shita of Abaye can fit with the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan. So the way the Achrayim explained with Das Tosfos, this is in the Keren Eira as well as in the Eila Shlema, they explain that Tosfos had a whole different way of understanding the Teres of Abaye. Tosfos learned not like Rashi, that Abaye is answering that two simanim are like two separate avodos, and Yehuda's l'shitasai, that Abaye is still going with the klal of tefais lashon rishon. The kash of Rava and Abaye was, here according to Abaye, who says that by lachtos, there's no tefais lashon rishon, here we don't see that the first one is intended to be chal first, and the second one is intended to be chal second, that surely his intent was that both should be chal at the same time, therefore there is no tefais lashon rishon. And Rava held the same reply over here by Shchita, since Einel Shchita El LeBesayif, the Heter Shchita is only the last bit, that's where the Machshava could be Chal. Both the Machshava to eat one Kazayas Chutz Zmanoy, as well as the Machshava to eat one Kazayas Chutz Zmkaimoy, his intent are that both of those Machshavas should be Chal at the time of the Heter Shchita, which is when he finishes Shachting Rav Simonim, therefore it should be the same as Lachtos, there is no Machaikis, everyone will be Maskim that both Machshavas are Chal. On this Abaye answered, Yeshna l'shchita metchila v'atzayif. The entire shchita is all part of the heter, and therefore the machshava peiseles could be chal anywhere during the shchita. And therefore it's not the same as lachtzayis, when both machshavas are coming to be chal at the same moment. And we will say Tvois Lashon Rishon, that his intention is that first the Machshava V'chutzim Zmanei should be Chal, then the Machshava V'chutzim Kaimei should be Chal. In other words, the way we're learning according to Tosis is that really Lamaisa is telling the Machlokes of Tvois Lashon Rishon, just the Bai is saying that this is not like a case of Lachtois, this is like the case of Tmuras Eila, Tmuras Shlomim, but there is a Machlokes between Rameir and Rebesi. According to Rameir, you say Tvois Lashon Rishon, Reb Yehuda and Mishnah will be the same, you'll say Tvois Lashon Rishon, Machshava V'chutzim Zmanei will be Chal first. And then, as we said previously in the beginning of the shiur, once chutz zmani is chal, that prevents chutz kaimei from being chal. If this is the pshat of Abayo, then we can understand, as Tosis says, this could fit with the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan as well. When Rabbi Yochanan says afilu b'avoda achas, which according to Tosis, Rabbi Yochanan means even within one simin, still Rabbi Yochanan could hold like Abayo. We'll say tvois lashon rishon, since yeshna l'shchit and mitchila v'atzeif, and even within one simin there's a tchila and a seif, it's shaykh for both machshavos to be chal. Therefore, it's not like a case of lachtos, and I'll say that machshava chutz zmani is chal before chutzim kaimai. Therefore, it would be pigal according to Yehuda. So, because of the yisayim machlokes between Rashi and Tosis is according to the way Rashi learned b'das abaya when he says yeshin l'shchita mitchila v'atzoif, and simon rishon was chutz zmani, simon sheni chutzim kaimai. What Abaya means to tell us really is that two simanim are like two different avodos. Therefore, when he's mefagal with the machshava chutz zmani in the first simon, afterwards, in the second siman, when he has a machshava of chutzim kaimai, it's not mafkir the pigal according to Rabbi Yehuda. If that's the pshat in the Abaye, then surely it will not fit in the words of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan didn't say anything about this. All Rabbi Yochanan said is that Rabbi Yehuda's shita is even ba'avoda achas. Surely what Rabbi Yochanan meant to say is the klal of tvois lashon rishon. Mashenkin, if you like Tosis, the way he understands b'das Abaye, what Abaye is really saying is that a machshava during an avoda, even avodas shchita, we don't say the ein l'shchita el b'soif. The entire avodas the matir. Therefore, we will say tvois lashon rishon. It's not like a case of lachatzos. Therefore, you can understand that's what Rabbi Yochanan means to say as well. When Rabbi Yochanan says that the avodas shchita is even by avodah achas, what he means to say is even by avodah achas, since the entire avodah is a chilik of the matir, it's shaykh for the two machshavis to be chal two different points. Therefore, we will say tvois lashon rishon. And his intention was that the first dibur should be chal first. If it will be pigal according to Yehuda, we don't have to say that Rabbi does not fit with the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan. Now in the Sefer Eilat Shleima, he goes further to explain the Yisayda Machlikis between Rashi and Taisvis, and the Shirim from Amichel Feinstein Zetzal, and Ois Pei Tess, he explains like this as well. They say that the Machlikis Rashi and Taisvis had learned the Teretz of Abaya is really dependent on how they learned the Kasha of the Gemara. When Rava asked Abaya, that you Abaye who holds that by Lachtos, everyone is Moida, you don't say Tvois Lashon Rishon, the case of our Mishnah should be similar to the case of Lachtos. And as the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos had to learn the Kasha of the Gemara. Rashi explains, the Yisayid of Din of Lachtos, the reason why Abaye holds that by Lachtos there is no Machlokes, everyone is Maskim, that you do not say Tvois Lashon Rishon, rather both the Yibur and Marchal, Rashi explains the Pshat is because since there's no Chash Nimlach, in other words, whatever he said, he meant to say that all along, only when there are two separate diburim, like Tmuras Eila, Tmuras Shlomim, there we say that at first he wanted Tmuras Eila, and then he decided later that it should be Tmuras Shlomim. But by Tmuras Eila Vishlomim, where it's one dibur, there is no Chash Nimlach, and then the Gemara says further, by Lachzais, even more so, it's not that originally his intention was to make half of it an Eila, and then afterwards he decided to make the other half into a Shlomim. Rather, his intention all along was that it should be Chatzi Eila, Chatzi Shlomim, and therefore both diburim are Chal together. In the Kasha of the Gemara, that our case in the Mishnah is similar to a case of Lachtos, Rashi explains, because Kama Zisim Yeshba, there are many Zisim in the carbon, therefore it's like Chad Dibur. And what Rashi means to say, and the Shita Mekubetas in Aizvav, and some Gemaras, this is printed in the back in the Ashmotes of the Shita Mekubetas, but it's Marech to explain what Rashi is coming to tell us, and that is that Rashi's brother, Lachir, why is our case similar to a case of Tmuras Eilav Vishlamim, or a case of Lachtos? It should be similar to the case of Tmuras Eila v'Tmuras Shlomim, since at first he said one Zayas Chutzim Zmanoi and then a second Zayas Chutzim Kaimai. So on this Rashi answers and says, no, our case is similar to the case of Chad Diburo, since Kama Zaysim Yesh B'Karbin. Therefore, when at first he says that one Zayas will be eaten Chutzim Zmanoi, and then he says one Zayas Chutzim Kaimai, there's no reason to assume that this was not his intention all along. The Diburim are not Zayas to each other, therefore we'll assume that he means both should be Chal together. Only in the case where at the time he said the first Dibur, he was not planning on saying the second Dibur as well. That's where we say Tvois Lashon Rishon, that first the first Dibur is Chal, and then the second Dibur is Chal. Mashenkin, in the case where there's no Chash Nimlach, his intention is that both Diburim should be chal together. Now, if this is the kasha of the Gemara, we can understand when Abaye enters Yeshna L'Shchita Metchila V'Ad Soif, and Simon Rishon was done Chutz Zmanai, Simon Sheni Chutz Nemkoimoy, the Gemara cannot simply mean to say that since it's shaykh to have machshavos throughout the entire Shchita, because the entire Shchita is part of the matter, that will be enough to answer the question why this is not similar to the case of Lachtos. Since the whole kasha, the whole reason in the first place why we want to compare a Mishnah to the case of Lachtos, is because since there's no chshash nimlach, there are many zesim in the carbon, the assumption should be that he means that both chaloisin should be chal at the same time. So what difference would it make if it's shaykh to have machshavos throughout the entire Shchita, but still, since there is no chshash nimlach, we should assume that his intention is that both machshavos are chal together. Akarcha, the Teretz of the Gemara is something else, as Rashi explains. The Teretz is that here there is no need in Bechlal of Tvois Lashon Rishon. Tvois Lashon Rishon is only when we consider it one long Dibur, and the Dibur contains two parts, which are trying to make two different chalosim. That's when the Shaila is, do we say Tvois Lashon Rishon, that the intention is that the first part should be chal first, and the second part second, or do we say that both of them are chal together? Here, however, where they're entirely two different Diburim, since one Dibur is Nesiachas to the Shchita of the first Simin, and the second Dibur is Nesachas to the Shchit of the second Simin, here there's no issue of Tvois Lashon Rishon. Surely the first Dibur is Chal while he's Shechting the first Simin, and the second Dibur is coming to be Chal when he's Shechting the second Simin. There's no need of Tvois Lashon Rishon. And the reason why Rabbi Yehuda would hold that it is Pigol is because Rabbi Yehuda L'Shitasei holds that a Machshava of Chutz Mkami, which comes after a Machshava of Chutz Zmanoi, is not Mafkiyo Midei Pigol. Tosis, however, in Dibur Maschol Lachatzos, he brings B'Shem Rabbeinu Chananel an entirely different pshat in how to understand the din of Lachtos. And B'Meila in the following Tosfos, Dibur Maschol Amar Abaya, there also is a different pshat in how to understand the kasha of the Gemara, that which Rava asked Abaya from our Mishnah. Rabbeinu Chananel explains that Lachtos means the Amar L'chatzi Hayyim Tahavi Oilo V'Shlomim. The case is talking about that he said that at a specific time, at noontime, that's when both Oilo and Shlomim should be Chal. And the suffix of the Gemara is, maybe when do we say Tvois Lashon Rishon according to our mayor? That's where he said two Diburim. At first he said Oilo, then he said Shlomim. And the assumption is that at the time he said Oilo, that's when he wants Oilo to be Chal. And a second later when he said Shlomim, that's when he wants Shlomim to be Chal. Therefore, since Oilo was Chal before Shlomim, then right Shlomim cannot be Chal at all. That's what our mayor means to say Tvois Lashon Rishon. However, in a case where he says clearly a specific time when both of the Chalaisin should be Chal, maybe there our mayor would be masking, we don't say Tvois Lashon Rishon. There's no reason for Oila to be Chal over Shlomim, since he said that at the exact same time, both of them should be Chal. Here's what's the machlokes between Abaye and Rava. Abaye holds that in this case, everyone is maskim that both Chalisin are Chal, it's an Oila and a Shlomim, since he told us that at the same time, both of them should be Chal. The Chalais of Oila does not precede the Chalais of Shlomim. And Rava holds a dainhi machlokes, even in this case, where he told us a time when they should be Chal, still when the Maisa this time does arrive, the chalos of the kedushas Oila precedes the chalos of the kedushas Shlomim. The Shita Mekubetzis over here in Ois Dawid brings Rabbeinu Chananel, and this is how he explains the machlokes of Abaye and Rava according to Rabbeinu Chananel. Now, based on this, Tosfos in the following Dibur Maschol explains what was the kasha that Rava asked Abaye. Rava asked that our Mishnah is similar to a case of Lachtos. Tosfos explains that Rava is asking, since Rava assumed that Eina L'Shchita El L'Besoif, only the Seif Shchita is what's being matter. Therefore, Machshav has to be Chal at that moment of Seif Shchita. So even though practically he could be thinking any time during the Shchita, but his Machshav is that at the Seif Shchita it will be Chal. At that point, I want that it should be Chal, that one Kazayas will be eaten Chutz Zmanoi, and one Kazayas Chutz Zmkaimoi. Therefore, this is similar to the case of Lachtos, although he's saying two Diburim, one is after the other, but he's telling us when both of them should be Chal, that they should be Chal simultaneously. And according to Abaye would hold that in that case there's no Tvois Lashon Rishon, both of them are Chal at the same time. This is the Raya that Rava brought, that even by a case of Lachtos, even when he tells us when the Diburim should be Chal, still we assume that one is Chal before the other one, therefore Rava will tell us that in this case also, Chutz Zmani is Chal before Chutz Zmkaimai. If this is the Kasha of the Gemara, we then understand what is the Teretz of Abaye. Abaye says, no, Yeshna L'Shchita Mitchila V'Ad Soif. All Abaye really has to say for his answer is that it's not one specific point in time where the Machshavis have to be Chal, so it's not like a case of Lachtos where he told us when the Machshavis should be Chal. The Machshavis could be any time during the Shchita, and it could be Nesiachas to the moment of Shchita where he's holding then, if while he's Shechting the first Simin, he's thinking Chutz Zmanoi, he could be thinking at this Heter that I'm doing right now, the Shchita of the first Simin, which is part of the Heter. It should be done with the Machshav of Chutz Zmanoi, and also is the Machshav of Mefageles. He doesn't have to be thinking that the Machshav should be Chal b'Gemar Shchita, since Yeshno Shchitu Metchila Vad Soif. Therefore, it's already not similar to the case of Lachtos. The Machshava could be chal the moment that he's thinking it. Therefore, it should be similar to the case to where Meir and Rabbi Yossi argued, Harezu Tmuras Oilot Tmuras Shlomim. And Meir says, Tvois Lashon Rishon, since in his Dibur he was Makdim Tmuras Oilot to Tmuras Shlomim. So when he said the first Dibur of Tmuras Oilot, that's when he wanted to be chal immediately at that time. And a moment later, when he said Tmuras Shlomim, he wants that Chalis to be chal. Therefore, the Oilot is chal before the Shlomim. That's the din of a Meir, Tvois Lashon Rishon, that the one that he's saying first, he wants to be chal first. Rabbi Yossi, on the other hand, holds that since he can't say both Dibur at the same time, we don't assume that at the time he said the first Dibur, he wants it to be Chal before the second Dibur. Al Kabam here, Bayez Teres is that it's not similar to a case of Lachtos, since he could have Machshava any time during the Shechita, so we'll be telling you the Machlekes of Tvois Lashon Rishon, and Rehuda and Amishna holds like the Sheet of Rameir, therefore in Amishna as well, since his Dibur of Chutz Zmanai preceded the Dibur of Chutz Zmanai, so he wanted the Dibur of Chutz Zmanai to be Chal right away at that time, and Chutz Zmanai is supposed to be Chal only later. Tosfos did not have to be mechadesh like Rashi, that here there's no need in Bechal of Tvois Lashon Rishon, because it's two totally separate Diburim. Only Rashi Lishitasi had to go so far to say this, because Rashi learned the Kasha of the Gemara differently. The reason why we thought Amish is like the case of Lachtos is because there are many Zesim, the Diburim are not Zeser each other. According to Tosfos, that wasn't the Kasha. The Kasha was that we thought our case is like Lachtos, because it's only one exact point in time where the Machshavos could be Chal. And that all Abai has to answer is that there are many points that the Machshava could be Chal, since Yeshon Lashchita Mitchila Vad Soif. And as Tosfos explains earlier on Chav Tesla Medbeis, the reason why Abai had to speak about Simen Rishon and Simen Sheni, Tosfos says really Ein Echanami, he could have spoke even without that, even within one Simen, it's Shaykh that Chutz Zmani had Kedima before Chutz Zim Kaimai. The reason why he spoke about two specific Simonim is to fit with the Shita of Ilfa. Ilfa holds he has to be Mefagel in the whole Simen. Therefore, he cannot say that the case is that in the beginning of the Simen he had a Machshava of Chutz Zmanai, and the end of the Simen he had a Machshava of Chutz Zim Kaimai, since he has to be Mefagel in an entire Simen, so his Machshava has to be Chal at the end of the Shechita of the Simen. So then again, both Machshavas were coming to be Chal at the same moment, it would be similar to a case of Lachtos. Therefore, Rabbi spoke about two different Simanim to fit with the Shechita of Ilfa. Hashenkin, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that you didn't have to be Mefagel in a whole Simen, so he could have said that even within one Simen, if he began shechting the simen with a machshava of chutz zmanai, then the second half he had a machshava of chutz zim kaimai. Again, we'll be telling Tvois Lashon Rishon, if you hold that at the time he said the first dibur, he wants that dibur to be chal right away, and the second dibur will only be chal after the first dibur, then already it would be pigol. And as we explained at the beginning of the shiur, that once chutz zmanai is chal, that already prevents chutz zim kaimai from being chal. Now, what exactly is the nekudas hamachlokes between Ilfa and Rabbi Yochanan? So Tosfos mevor that Ilfa holds, in order to be mefagel, he has to be mechashev in a dover mesuyim. Tosfos speaks about this later on in Daf Lamed Amud Aleph in Dibur Maschil Simen Rishon. Tosfos over there says dafka simen echad have a dover mesuyim, meaning even if you hold mefagel mechatzi mater, it still has to be a dover mesuyim. If you would have just said mashu rishon chutz zmanai and mashu sheni chutz zimkoymai, it would not be pigal, even if you hold mefagel mechatzi mater. And the Mashmoyis of Tosfos is that on this Nekuda Rabbi Yochanan argues, Rabbi Yochanan would hold once Yeshna Lashchita Metchila Vad Soif, and Mefagel Mechatzi Mater, then even if he would have a Machshava on the Mashahu Rishon, that already would be enough of Avodah to be Mechashevin, and therefore it's Shaykh for the Machshava of Chutz Zmanai to be Koidem, to be Chal before the Machshava of Chutz Zim Koimai. Therefore it's not like a case of Lachtos, rather we will say Tvois Lashon Rishon, even according to the Shita that holds that by Lachtos there is no Tvois Lashon Rishon. This is the way the Chazon Ish learns B'das Tosfos, and Simon Zayin Sif Katan Tes, he explains, the Machlokes is that Ilfa holds, even if Mefaglim Mechatzi Mater, still it has to be a Dover Mesuyim, which means an entire unit. One Simon of the Shechita is a Dover Mesuyim, Hashenkin Rabbi Yochanan holds, once Mefaglim Mechatzi Mater, it does not have to be a Dover Mesuyim, even a part of one Simon is enough to be Mefaglin. However, in the Karen Eir is Mevur that he understood Tosfos differently. The Karen Eir comes to ask a Kasha on Tosfos, he asks, what is the pshat in the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan? Tosfos says that he could be maskim to Abaye that by Lachtos there's no Tvois Lashon Rishon, yet still Rabbi Yochanan holds that even within one simen it's shayach to be makdim chutz zmanai to chutz zim kaimai. He says surely Rabbi Yochanan is maskim that even if mefagel mechatzi mater, you still have to be mefagel in a whole simen. He does want to say that this gufa is the machaikas between Rabbi Yochanan and Ilfa, and since Al Karcha Ilfa holds this way, Rabbi Yochanan b'stam holds like that as well. If so, what is the pshat in Rabbi Yochanan? How could Rabbi Yochanan say that chutz zmanai could be chal before chutz zim kaimai? If you have to be mefagel in an entire simen, So when you mechashev during the shchita of the first simin, a machshava v'chutzes manoy, a kochel machshava is that at the end of the shchita of that first simin, when he finishes doing enough of a shchita to be mefagalin, that's when the machshav ha-peselos will be chal. And if so, again, it should be like lachatzais, both machshavais should be coming to be chal at the same moment at the end of the first simin of the shchita. And Karen Ari explains further, just like we have to say yeshnu l'shchita mitchila v'ad soif for the teretz of Abaya, if einu l'shchita el l'besoif, the machshavais can only be chal at the end of the shchita, then it would not be shaykh for two machshavais to be chal, one before the other. So to b'das Reb Yochanan, you have the same problem. Chutz Azmani cannot be chal before the end of the first simin, even if you hold mefaglim a chatzi matir, because a half of a simin is not even a chatzi matir. So the Karen Ari answers this question, and he says in Yisoid, even though, as we said, if ain't shchita el l'besoif, it's not shy for the machshava spiegel to begin to be chal until the end of the shchita, and if so, it would not be shy for one machshava to be chal before the other. However, as far as how much of that avodah you have to be mefagel in, so even though you have to be mefagel in the entire simin, even according to the mandam ain't mefagel machatzi matir, because less than one entire simin is not even a chatzi matir, you have to be mefagel in the entire simin. But still, the Karen Ari says it doesn't mean the machshava spiegel cannot be chal until the end of the first simin. It can begin to be chal even the beginning, since yeshna l'shchita mitchila v'ad soif, all of the shchita is part of the matter. So as soon as he begins to do an avoda which is part of the matter, he could have a machshava in that, and the machshava is chal. So even though he has to continue that machshava throughout the entire simin, because if not, the machshava's pigel was not in enough of the avoda, but still, since it can begin to be chal at the beginning of the first simin, then already you could say it's vayis lashon mishain. It's not like a case where both machshavas can only be chal simultaneously. One of the machshavos can begin to be chal before the other one, therefore we'll say tvoi slash and rishain. Now the Karen Ari does not explain exactly on what point Ilfa argues on this. B'chara the pshat will be that Ilfa will hold, since even if ein mefaglin mechatzi matter, you have to have been mefaglin a whole simin, therefore until you finish shachting the entire simin, the pigal hasn't yet began to be chal, therefore it would still be considered like lach tzis. Both the chalais of chutz's money and the chalais of chutz's kami would be at the end of the first simin. For that reason, Ilfa has to say that the machshava of chutz zmani was in one simin, and chutz mkame was in the second simin. And the Karen Ari adds, according to the way he's learning pshat in Taisus with Asr Yechanan, Yechanan would have to say that Rehu holds mefaglim mechatzi matir. Rather, even if ain't mefaglim mechatzi matir, even if you have to have machshavas pigol in the entire two simanim in order to be kaveh bepigol, still, according to Rabbi Yechanan, as long as yeshna l'shchita mitchila v'ad soif, the entire shchita is part of the matter, it's shach from machshava of chutz zmani to begin being chal even before the end of the shchita, so chutz zmani will be chal before chutz zmani, that's already enough. It won't be similar to the case of lach tzais, but shenken according to Ilfa, Ilfa holds that the machshava peiselos cannot be chal until he finished doing enough of the avodah, which he has to be mefagalin. Ilfa will have to hold mefagalin mechatzi matter, and the case is that the first simon was chutz zmani. So at the end of the shchita of the first simin, that's when chutz zmani is chal, and chutz mkami is chal at the end of the shchita of the second simin. Now I'll discuss for a few minutes the suffix of the Gemara on Omid Beis, Voy minei levi mi rabbi, chishev lecho kezayis lemochor bachutz mahu. If he's thinking about the same kezayis, he has machshava during one of the avodas to eat that same kezayis, both lemochor and bachutz, what is the din? And the Gemara is mavur that the suffix is, do we say that here Rabbi Yehuda is moited that it's ear of machshavos, and the machshava of chutz mkami will be moited from the machshava of chutz zmanoi? The mashmais of this gemara is the only tzad to say that it's not pigol is because the machshava of chutz mkami is moited from the machshava of chutz zmanoi. Otherwise, the gemara is before that it would be considered pigol. And the Chaznish has an interesting leading about this. This is printed in the Likutim on Zvachim and Simen Aleph Sifkot and Yud, and he quotes the gemara later on and Daf Lamed Vav Omid Beis. Chishev sheichlu tmeim lemochar, and the pashas of the Gemara is that there is machlokes. What is the din in that case? If you had a machshava that a tummy will eat from the basar lemochar, is that machshava spiegel? And Taisa over there explains, and Dibur Maschal sheichlu tmeim. It's hard to say that this is not a machshava spiegel, is because before the tummy will eat it, he'll touch it, and at that point the basar will become tummy. If so, the machshava really is to eat basar chutz zmanai that already had become possible before the achila. Such a machshava perhaps is not a machshava spiegel. And Chaznish asks, why is it different in this case? In this case, his machshava is to eat the basar chutz zmanoi, however he also is going to take it outside of the makam achila before he eats it. So in essence, his machshava really is to eat basar chutz zmanoi, which had already become possible before the achila. Why is our case different than the case in the Aflam Mirvav? As we said, even though the Gemara in Ar Sugya has a suffix about this, but it's for a different reason, because maybe the machshava chutzim kaimi is mafkia from pigol. The kasha of the chazanish is that even without the machshava being mafkia from pigol, just the fact that the machshava vachila chutzis mani is to eat it in a way that it will already have become posel before the achilo, that itself should also be a reason why it's not a machshavas pigol. So the chazanish answers this kasha and he explains that since the Torah was machshav such an achilo, and achilo of chutzim kaimi, le'inyim so machshava, therefore, it would not be a reason to say that the machshava of chutzis manoy is not a machshava spigol. The fact that by that time the basar will have a psal yotze, this psal yotze we're not concerned about. Therefore, the only tzad to say that it's not pigol is because the machshava of chutzim koimoy is another machshava peiselis, which will be mafkia from the din of pigol. In other words, what the chaznish is saying, since we find already that the Torah was machshiv, that if a person thinks to eat the basar chutzim koimoy, it is a machshava peiselis, despite the fact that eating chutzim kaimi requires that he has to first bring the basar out of the makom, and it will become possible b'yaitze, and still the Torah says that it is considered a machshava peiseles, so too l'ini the machshava of chutzis manoy, even in a case where his machshava is to eat the basar chutzis manoy, in a way that it will already by that time have become possible b'yaitze, that's not a reason to say that it's not a machshava peiseles, that the basar already was possible beforehand. We're going to ignore that psal of yaitze, and will be considered a proper machshava spigol. The only time to say over here in this case that there is no chiv karis is because the machshava of chutzim kaimoy is mafkir from pigol because of the din of karav amater kimitzvasei. And as we'll see, there's an interesting nidan in Reb Kveger which is negated to this nekuda of the chazanish. There's a Reb Kveger earlier on Daf Chav Zayin, and the sugya is rika shleibim kaimoy according to the shita that shleibim kaimoy can be kaimoy dami, and the rika is mechaper even though the buster is not nechal. And the Gemara over there in Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph asks, from that which is mavur in the brace over there, the brace is mavur that if you have machshava to be zurek the dam lemachar, shleibim kaimoy, the son of the malach nasan lamata, or the opposite, the Gemara is mavur that it's not a machshava spiegel. And the kasha is that if azrika shleibim kaimoy is mechaper, so why should a machshava lizurek dam lemachar shleibim kaimoy not be a machshava spiegel? Now Rashi over there, in Dibur Maschal High Posel, he explains, the Bishlam if you hold that azrika shleibim kaimoy lavkim kaimoy dami, it's not mechaper. We understand why machshava lizrik domi lemachar shleibim kaimoy is not a machshava spigol. Rashi says because he's not being mechashiv on achilas mizbeach. Meaning that which there's a concept that machshava spigol on zrika sadam, that's because zrika sadam is a form of achilas mizbeach, but that's only in the case where it was nizrak in the way that I'll be mechaper if I'll be zrik the dam shleibim kaimoy, according to the manom lavkim kaimoy domi. And it's not mechaper, then that type of zrika is not considered an achilas mizbeach, and therefore will not be a machshava spigol. And Craig over there explains, he says, even though the din is, as far as machshava of chutzim kaimoy, to passel the carbon, the same way if he has a machshava to eat the basar chutzim kaimoy, or to be makter daimurim chutzim kaimoy, also if he has a machshava to be zerik the dam chutzim kaimoy, also it's a machshava peiseles. We don't say that a machshava to do a zrika chutzim kaimoy is not a machshava anachilas mizbeach, because it's such a zrika would not be mechaper. Akarach lipchad is, Craig says, behochi chai v'rachmono. The whole concept of a zrika chutzim kaimi is always going to be that way, that it's not a zrika which is an achilas mizbeach, because it's not mechaper, and yet still the Torah was mechadish to us, the parasha of chutzim kaimi, akarcha the Torah is telling us that such a machshava would passel the carbon, even though it's not really a machshava for achilas mizbeach. However, Gregor says, as far as the machshava of chutzim manoy, there is no makar to say that you don't have to be mechashiv on an achilas mizbeach, and therefore for machshavas chutzim manoy to make the carbon into pigol leinin kareis, for that it would have to be that he's mechashiv to do something, to do a zrika, which would be considered an achilas mizbeach. Therefore, if he does a zrika shleibim kaimoy, and he holds shleibim kaimoy lavkim kaimoy domi, such a zrika does not have the potential to be mechaper, therefore it's not considered a zrika of achilas mizbeach, and mele it's not a machshava spigol. And Kveri over there continues and he brings Agamara. He says, Agamara over here in the Flaman Mudbeiz, which has a nidoin about lechol kezayis lemochar bachutz, Kveri says that whole suffix is only legabi achilo. Now, legabi zriko or haktara, meaning if he has machshava to be zerik the dam, chutzis mani and chutzim kaimoy lemachar bachutz, or to be makta daimurim lemachar bachutz, that would not be even a suffix, because le'inin chutzis mani the chiyiv kareis, he has to be mechashev to do a zriko, which would be a zriko that's called a chilus mizbeach, the same as far as haktara as well, Rikveger is mevur, a machshava to do haktara in a way where there's no kim of mitzvah haktara, like if he's mechashev to do the haktara bachutz. This machshava would not be considered a machshava on achilas mizbeach, therefore it would be posher that it's not a machshava spigol l'inin chutzis manoy. Even though as far as Chutzlim Koymoy, a Karchel Latar was Mechadish to us, that if he has Machshava to be Makdir the Basar Chutzlim Koymoy, or if he has Machshava to be Zerik the Dam Chutzlim Koymoy, it is Machshava Spigol, there Bahochi Chayv Rachmono, there we're not concerned about the fact that it's not considered Nachilas Mizbeach. However, as far as Chutzlim Mani, there is no such Chiddish. He has to be Mechashman, something which is considered Nachilas Mizbeach. Therefore, Rikveger says the Suffolk and Ersig would only be in the case of Lechol Kazayis Lomachar Bachutz. Achilas Adam is always called an Achila. There the Safik would be whether the Machshava of Chutzim Koymoy is Mafkia from the Machshava of Chutzim Manoi. Now to go back to the Chazon Ish, L'chari we could suggest that the Chazon Ish could learn Agmar and Alik Rabbi Kveger. The Chazon Ish could learn that the Safik of the Machar B'chutz would apply by Yizrika or by Akhtara as well. If he has a Machshava to be Zerik the Dam L'machar B'chutz or to be Makhtar the Imurim L'machar B'chutz, that also could be included in the Safik of the Gemara. The same way the Chazon Ish says that we're not concerned about the psol yotze, we're not concerned about the fact that this buster that he's planning on eating chutzis manoy, by that time we already have become possible with the psol of yotze, still that's considered a machshava of chutzis manoy. As the Chaznish explained, once really the Torah was mechadish to us the concept of a machshava of chutzim koymoy, despite the fact that by that time we already have become possible by yotze, so we're not concerned about the psol yotze, then even as far as the machshava of chutzis manoy also, the Chaznish says, we ignore the psol yotze. If so, according to that svar, we could say, as far as Rebbe Kveger is concerned as well, the tiny of Rebbe Kveger was that if he has a machshava to do a zrika l'machar b'chutz, so how could it be machshava spigel of chutz as manoy? He's machashav to do a zrika which would not be mechaper, therefore b'etzem he's not machashav to do a zrika which is called achilas mizbeach. Teretz would be that once we find really that the Torah was machshav this zrika, as far as the machshava of chutz to come to pass the carbon, we consider that he had a machshava to do something which has a shame zrika, and as far as Haktaras Emurim as well, the same way if he had a machshava to be makter the Emurim Chutzim Koymoy, it is a machshava to passel the carbon. We don't say that what he's intending to do does not have a shame Haktara Bechlal. So too, as far as the machshava of Chutzim Manoy, the fact that he's also being machashiv to do a Chutzim Koymoy, that's not going to be reason to say that we should consider it that he's doing something which is not a Nachilas Mizbeach. Once the Torah was mechadish to us that as far as the machshava of Chutzim Koymoy, we are calling this a zrika or a haktara, then already memela as far as the machshava of Chutzim Manoy as well, we're not going to say that it's not a machshava spiegel of Chutzim Manoy, because it's something which does not have a shame achila. The Torah was mechadish to us that we are calling this an achila, so Betzim would be a machshava of Chutzim Manoy. The only time to say that the carbon l'maisa is not pigel is because the machshava of Chutzim Koymoy is mafkia from pigel. That's the din of karva matter kimitzvasai.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClaymus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.